This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
So I don't know if you've seen Gene Hackman lately, but the photos that surfaced of him recently, boy, we hadn't seen him in 20 years. He hadn't done a movie in 20 years. But he doesn't even look like Gene Hackman. He's just an old guy. He's 95. I didn't know he was that old. He was that old. He's just old. Well, he died. Okay, which typically, as Suk likes to say, is not that sad. Great life.
You know, had a great run.
Yeah. 95. I mean, come on. But this is weird. So he So not only is he dead, his wife is dead, and she was only 64. And not only are they dead, one of their three dogs is dead. And I don't know how old that dog was. But here's what happened. So they live in Santa Fe, New Mexico. A person arrived to perform maintenance on the home, but then called neighborhood security after they received no answer. Security comes, checks on the home, and they see through a window that they were both lying on the ground unresponsive.
Okay.
They call 911. So deputies go into the home. There is no one in the home, but they described the circumstances inside as suspicious enough in nature to require a thorough search and investigation. Deputies found an open door, but no signs of forced entry. Inside the home, they found Betsy dead with signs of decay near a bathroom countertop. The warrant showed that they found an open pill bottle and pills scattered across the countertop and a space heater near her head, raising the suspicion that the heater could have fallen if she had abruptly fallen to the ground. It was about 10 to 15 feet away from her. They also found a dog dead in a closet.
That's by far the strangest part so far.
Yes. So let me finish this and then we'll go through the scenarios. I have a couple ideas here.
I just got another idea, but yeah.
All right. So the warrant states that deputies later found a man identified as Hackman, dead with signs of decay. They said it appeared that he had suddenly fallen. They also found a pair of sunglasses near his body. Maintenance workers told deputies that they rarely saw the couple and mostly texted and called with Betsy, but they hadn't heard from her in approximately 2 weeks. Deputies said nothing was out of place in the house. As they looked through the home, they also found two other dogs that appeared to be healthy. One was near the wife, Betsy, and the other was out running around outside. The Santa Fe Fire Department did not find any signs of a carbon monoxide leak or poisoning. New Mexico Gas Company responded, and they found no signs or evidence indicating that there were any problems associated with the pipes in and around the residence. They also said that there were no immediate signs or indications of blunt force trauma on either body.
Interesting.
So They didn't at first suspect foul play, as there were no obvious signs of it, but they aren't ruling that out, and they are now calling the deaths suspicious. Those are the details. What the hell happened?
Yeah, that's...
What happened? I've got...
Even if there's no foul play, even if something nefarious didn't happen, how that all got to be is tough enough to unwind, and then you have to decide whether someone had ill intentions.
Here's the first thing. She was in the bathroom. The space heater fell and hit her on the head. I don't know if it killed her, but maybe it killed her. He sees this. He's panicked. He's 95. They said he fell in the mudroom. Perhaps he was going to get help.
Like, or hustling to help. Yeah.
And he fell. He either couldn't get up or he also died. That would be a little far-fetched, but how do you explain the dog?
So the only thing, and it didn't say, was the closet door closed behind the dog? Did it say that?
Yeah, it didn't say.
Because here's the one thing, I mean, I have no idea whether, I mean, maybe they're going to do toxicology on the dog or whatever. I do know that when animals, specifically dogs, are getting ready to die, they often go to dark, cold places. Like
I saw Old Yeller.
Yeah, well, one of our dogs like went and kept trying to like, really, when she was close to her passing, she kept trying to like dig herself a hole in the backyard in the corner. And like being, if a dog was going to pass, it trying to find some comfort in a closet isn't that far-fetched. But if somebody moved the dog there and closed the door behind the dog, that's a different story.
Yeah. No, that's right. I didn't even think about that, but I assumed that the door was closed. The dog was in the closet.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume that from the story as well, but...
Could it be that... Know. Okay, so I have I don't know if it's plausible, but I have an explanation for the dog.
Okay.
In my scenario, she hits her head, dies, he's freaking out, the dog's freaking out, the other two dogs aren't, maybe they're more calm dogs. He puts the dog in the closet because he's like, dude, I'm 95 years old, I can't deal with this with you right now. I've got to get to a phone and call 911.
If the dog was freaking out and you just had to try to temper the situation a little bit. Yeah.
And look, all of that's far. I don't know.
It's all far-fetched, but like you have to get to an implausible scenario to explain it away.
What about this scenario that he fell and died? She couldn't handle it and she went into the bathroom and killed herself with pills.
Where does the dog fit in?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I don't think that's a horrible...
Well, she had one dog with her.
Yeah.
So maybe she didn't like this dog, or maybe this isn't just a yappy dog, and she's like, get out of my way.
That seems unlikely.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm not trying to like poke holes in it, but I'm trying to think of like what is the most reasonable scenario or circumstance.
Okay, how about this? I can't explain the dog, but they killed themselves.
Yeah, maybe.
They just took look, possible. 95, I can't go on without you. I'm only 65, but I don't care. You want to die? I'll do it for you. Here's some pills. Take these. I'm going to do it too. We're dead. And we're taking Benji with us.
But then you'd have to ask the question, why not the other two dogs?
Yes, I mean, you would.
The honest, there are more explanations for what happened if the dog is not involved. That it's weird.
I know. The dog is...
Didn't you also read in the story that the back door was open?
One of the doors was open,
so,
yes.
So, not to say, like, oh, somebody came in and did something, but, like, if they were just doing this to themselves, why would they leave the door open?
Well, he had sunglasses near his head.
Yeah.
So perhaps he just came in. He was in the mudroom, so he was by the door.
Yeah.
So, dude, it's weird.
It is.
And I'm more concerned about what happened to the damn dog. No offense.
Gene had a good run. We know that.
He sure did. When you think of Gene Hackman, what do you think of first? I think of Hoosiers.
Yeah, I do too. The other one, though, that stands out just because it was like, I remember it kind of being a big Bruckheimer blockbuster when I was growing up, was Enemy of the State with Will Smith.
Nice.
He was He was like the guy on the other end of the phone. He's like, if you live to see tomorrow, I'll be very impressed. And, you know, he's doing that thing. But, definitely Hoosiers. I know that a lot of people reference The French Connection, but I've not seen The French Connection.
I've never seen that either. I was surprised to read that, you know, because when people, like, actors like this die, you always find out they did way more than you know of.
Sure.
And I was surprised to see that was, like, that's the main one everybody's bringing up. I'm like, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, it's like a heist movie. It's, The French Connection was an airplane heist.
No, I think of Hoosiers.
Remember I told you I worked for, like, a hat retailer?
You sure did.
They said that his role as Popeye Doyle, I think was the character's name in French Connection, kind of made the pork pie hat famous again. That was the style of fedora that he wore in that.
A lot of people are bringing up that the dog may have eaten some pills.
It's possible.
But how does the dog get thrown in the closet?
Yeah.
And by the way, the dog that was with her was alive.
Yeah. That dog didn't eat the
pills.
It's
a mystery. So the one thing that we're going to get some answers on here is that...
Toxicology,
yeah. So if they did get carbon monoxide poisoning, that will tell. If they did have pills in their system, that will tell.
Yep.
And that'll be... If they didn't... Dude, I don't... Maybe it's that first scenario where she got hit in the head with that damn space heater and he fell trying to get help and they both died.
Yeah.
Or they just laid there because they couldn't get up. Or he couldn't get up. He's 95. Maybe he couldn't get up. I've heard horror stories about that. You know, you ever talk to a cop or a first responder? Somebody, like, dude, it's nasty. These people fall. They can't get up. They can't call anyone.
Yeah.
And they meld into the carpet.
Yeah,
seriously,
it's rough,
dude.
I've had stories, extended family and family friends go through stuff like that. It's horrifying.
Well, we'll keep you posted
because we want to know more.
We
will follow up.
There will be a follow up. All right, hypothetical. How many grapes would you eat? But there's a catch. Next on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.